T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, good morning. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're here live at 6th and Rawson for the 13th annual Blaine's Farm and Fleet. It's the 13th annual Toy Drive, and we're at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. It's the Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, and this is day number 4. And this is the day that we need to sort of collect ourselves and say, all right, we got one more day tomorrow. How are the donations going? I can tell you off the bat that I feel like I've seen more cash donations on site than I ever have before. I think that I have seen more toy donations from you guys in the past. And online, we're doing good out here, but online we are behind. There's no doubt about that. We are behind. For those of you that can't make it down here, or if you were thinking, well, we want to get down, maybe I'll get down Thursday or Friday. If you know you're not coming down, now is the time to do it. Get those donations in online. We'll go through some of the people that have done it. Kevin Payne, who will join us, our fantasy guy at 8:30. He gave $50 last night. So to Kevin Payne, thank you very much. And Chuck, you can make us 10 easy dollars per request that came in online, and we'll try to have you do that before 7 o'clock today. So we're here at the Toy Drive. Again, we are raising funds and toys for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. I want to thank our friends Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind, and much, much more. All right, so one of the big topics this week as we've been out here has been the Milwaukee Brewers. And Yasmani Grandal is gone, and Mike Moustakas is gone. And you're seeing yesterday guys are signing other places. Zach Wheeler signs with the Phillies. Cole Hamels signing a deal with the Braves. But what are the Brewers going to do? Well, there's a guy named Justin Grimm, some reliever. You may have heard of him, former Cub, former Ranger. He is signed with the Brewers on a minor league deal. All right, that's not going to get too many people out of bed this morning. The beginning of this tweet from Ken Rosenthal started me to get out of bed. It says, the Brewers have found their primary replacement for Yasmani Grandal. All right. Yasmani's gone, and it looks like we got his replacement. They are close to acquiring catcher Omar Narváez from the Mariners. The Mariners would receive at least one minor leaguer in return. Yeah, I'm going to see that tweet. I'm going to go right back to bed, bud.
Why? I think you're just selling it a little short. You know, he's not Yasmani Grandal just yet. Here's the deal. The Brewers like guys who are under control, and the Brewers are going to have his contract under control for the next 3 years. He's a guy who's got, a lot of upside, hit 22 home runs, so he's got the power of Yasmani. You know, he can hit for 278, okay, but the one thing that he lacks is he's not a good pitch framer, the word is on the scouting reports, and defensively, he's got a long way to go. So defensively, you know, Yasmani wasn't great here, but it sounds like this guy's not even as good as Yasmani was, but he's a young guy, years under control, and he's got some pop in the bat, which always plays well at Miller Park.
He'll be set to make $2.9 million this year, which is far, far less than the 18 per that Yasmani will get. He's got a couple of years of arbitration after that, so he's under team control through 2022. And what do the Brewers love looking at more when they make an acquisition? Do they love looking more at the stats, or do they love looking more at the contract? And you know what I think. I think it is the contract.
But you can't look at the stats and sneeze at those stats at all. The stats aren't bad.
There is one stat that impressed me right away, a stat that I like in baseball, because we talk so much about all these stats. And, you know, I know for some of you guys, you go to Miller Park yet, and you're trying to figure out what OPS is. And then there's OPS Plus, and then there's wins runs created plus. I know there's a lot of stats that, you know, you haven't yet, and I haven't either, where I see the stat, I do have to look up and remind myself how they came up with that math equation. It's not just like, oh, batting average. How many times does he hit it when he's at the plate? There's a lot more stats. But one of these stats that I do like is wins above replacement, because I think it takes everything into account, and it tells you really how much is this guy worth. How much is this guy worth over the average guy at his position? So Yasmani Grandal last year was 2.5 wins above replacement. So that's telling you that if you had an average guy, you would have had 2.5 less wins than if you had Yasmani Grandal throughout the season. That's pretty good. This Omar Narvaez, he was actually 2.1 wins above replacement. So if I'm David Stearns and I'm looking at these stats, I'm thinking, all right, I've got Yasmani Grandal, who we all like, but then I've got this guy who cost way less and can get us more wins above replacement, just about the same sort of effect there. Yeah, I'm going to go with that other guy and feel pretty good about it. Now, that's what David Stearns, I'm sure, is thinking. He'll actually be at this toy drive today at 5 o'clock. He'll talk with the Big Show about that, and we'll have some of that for you tomorrow. Obviously, a lot of Brewer fans are thinking that, because whatever the Brewers do is the best move that they could have ever made for a lot of people. For me, sorry, dude, I'd rather have Yasmani Grandal, and I'm not going to talk myself into Omar Narvaez until I see him for half a season.
That's fine. Yasmani's a proven player. Now, with Narvaez, you know, you look at him, he's going to catch as many games as Grandal is. He caught 132 games last year. In 428 at-bats, good pop, 22 home runs, we'll take that. RBI's 55. Now, the one thing that bothers me about this is in the 428 at-bats, he's got 92 strikeouts last year. That's like one strikeout every four at-bats. So that's not a good number on a team that historically has struck out a lot. But, you know, 278, 25, 22 dingers, 22 home runs, and the 55 RBIs. I like that. And, you know, if this was a 35, 36-year-old catcher they're acquiring, then I'd be a little disappointed in it. But this apparently is a guy who's got some room to grow, and his numbers are getting better. I mean, he had a kind of a breakthrough year last year at the plate offensively, hitting the 22 dingers. So, you know, I kind of like the move if this guy's going to keep on getting better.
Well, that's the move that they did make, according to Ken Rosenthal, or the move that they are about to make. Again, Omar Narvaez coming over from the Mariners. The Mariners would receive at least one minor leaguer in return. We do not know much more details than that at this time. We will have Jerry Augustine out here at 8 o'clock. We'll talk some Brewers with him. So the more details that we know, the more details that we will share.
Bart, I wonder who the veteran is they may have to throw in on this deal. You know, you wonder, are they going to throw in Orlando Arcia on this deal? There's got to be some veteran they're going to throw in and sweeten up the pot. Brewers don't have enough in their minor league system right now to, of course, they're going to have to throw in some minor leaguer. I hope it's not Corey Ray, that's for sure. That'd be a little much. But they're going to have to stick a veteran in here somehow.
I don't know why you say that. Why do you say that?
Yeah, I think that Seattle's probably looking for a veteran in addition to a minor leaguer out of this deal. I would think that the Brewers, you know, again, I got a feeling that's the way they're going to go. I just got this gut feeling that Arcia is not going to be on the team. He might not go in this deal, but somewhere down the road, they acquire that Arias, and he could play some third base as well, but I got a feeling he might be a middle infielder in the future on this team.
Well, if there was a veteran going, wouldn't Ken Rosenthal say that?
Or? Well, no, he hasn't. I mean, they haven't said anything just yet. He says at least a minor leaguer. Okay. Well, when he says at least a minor leaguer, that could be anybody.
Well, do the Brewers have any veterans to give? They let them all go.
Well, who knows?
It's not like you can give them Travis Shaw or Thames or Alex Claudio.
No. You know, it's funny. The Mets were...
they could have Manny Pena.
Yeah, they could have. Well, I think that what they're looking to do is the Brewers are still trying to look and dump some salary, if there's any salary to dump. Now, we'll see who it is. I just got a feeling it'll be not some grizzled veteran, but I think they'll throw a guy who's been in the league a little bit. They might throw him into the package.
They don't have any of those.
We'll find out.
We'll
see what the details are.
But all right. Let's wait for the details.
What minor leaguer are they? What minor leaguers are going to throw in?
I don't know. Give them two guys from Double A. I don't know what the Mariners want.
They're
not going to give them Ben Gamble.
I just told you. I have a hunch it's going to be a veteran that's thrown into this mix. But I could be wrong. I'm just telling you.
All right.
Not a big deal. We'll find out.
We'll find out what happens. Matt tweets in at 105.7 FM The Fan, and you guys can as well. You can also call us 414-799-1250. He says, I love you guys, but the way you say Grandal hurts my brain. An A in Spanish is always ah. So we say Grandal, it should be Grandal.
Okay.
Now, Matt, thank you. That's a good tip to know. I'm actually trying to learn Spanish. I'm using Duolingo. Do you know that app? It's like, what's Rosetta Stone, but like for free?
Sure.
But then I run out of coins, and then I can only learn so much. I know some Spanish, like I know I can say to Chuck.
Yes, Grandal.
We've been saying Grandal.
Oh, I think I've been saying, I don't know. I'll have to go back on the tape. But people know who we're talking about.
But for Spanish, I'm saying I know a little bit. So I know that I can look at you, Chuck, and say, tú eres una mujer.
Okay. Teaching this to your son?
No, I want to learn it.
Okay.
I just called you a woman.
Oh, thank you.
I said two.
I don't know why you would call me that, but sounds like we're going to be off to a good start today.
Well, that's just the little Spanish that I know. So the one thing.
You want me to call you something in English?
Sure. Yeah, you can go ahead and do that. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman, 414-799-1250. So the Brewers do make that move. A couple of moves that they did not make. But other teams did, and we'll take a look if you guys are satisfied with who the Brewers did not sign. Plus, Bucks get a big win last night again, the first time they've done something since the early 70s. We'll talk that with you guys. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here at the Toy Drive on The Fan.
Hey, Milwaukee, it's...
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Ken Rosenthal reporting that the Brewers have found their primary replacement for Yasmani Grandal.
We got Narvaez right. How about that?
Yeah, give us some credit for that.
Yeah.
We don't even know who this dude is.
Oh, it's Yasmani Grandal.
We're nailing his pronunciation.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Ziggy tweets in at the Fan. He says, guys, pronunciation at 6 a.m., who cares?
Yeah.
Narvaez had an 800-plus OPS and is a lefty bat. Lefties in Miller Park is usually a good thing.
I feel with you, the Brewers could go out there and get Johnny Bench, and you would still be unhappy at the catcher. You'd be happy at the Brewers. I don't think the Brewers can make you happy at all these days.
No, they'd get Johnny Bench and play him at second is what they would do. I don't like, you're right. There's not going to be a move that I'm cool with at all. Because there were a couple moves made yesterday that I would have wanted them to make.
Cole Hamels for $18
million? $18 million for 1 year for Cole Hamels.
Yeah.
You take a flyer on Mike Moustakas and Yasmani Grandal for $18 million last year, and that was okay. But when it comes to a pitcher, you can't do that. And then what's everyone going to say to me? Well, how do you know he wanted to come? Come on, guys. Zach Wheeler, $118 million, 5 years with the Phillies. Zach Wheeler could have been a Brewer 17 times over the last 3 years, but they never made that deal for him. And, yeah, he's got to perform at an ace status to make ace money, but he's one of the better pitchers on the market. So now you're going to be stuck with trying to get guys like Freddy Peralta and Adrian Hauser to figure it out. I do not think the Brewers are going to be good next year. And I think it's going to be a very tough year for a lot of people to have high expectations. And the over-under is going to be set at about 81.5. And everyone, we're all going to laugh. And we're all going to take 90 wins again. I don't even care what Vegas says. I'm going to go to Vegas right now and say, I don't care what you set it at. I want to take the under. And they'll say, okay, Bart, we're going to set the under at 12 wins. I go, put my life savings on it.
So when we have Adam McKelvey on the show yesterday, our Brewer Insider, and he's telling us it's a long off season yet, and things are going. I didn't hear you challenge him yesterday. You should have challenged him a little bit because, you know, I think that I thought maybe when he was here at the show, he kind of was the voice of reason a little bit.
Well, critiquing my interview style aside, I think that I thought we had a very good conversation with Adam McKell.
We did, but I thought he was trying to talk you off the ledge a little bit. I thought maybe he did.
So yesterday. You wanted to get me all fired up? No, I just wanted to talk through it with people. Look, I know that I'm at one end of the spectrum, and I know that the Brewers are at the other. I wanted to just – and I've talked about this with Adam McKelvey. I don't think that he is a shill like some of these other writers and TV guys are. Jerry Augustine, not. He'll be out here today, 8 o'clock. I don't think he – I don't. But Adam is a great guy to talk to because he gives it – he tells us what they are probably thinking. He does a good job. And David Stern is going to be out here at 5, so – we're going to hear it right from the guy's mouth today. But McKelvey does a good job of explaining it. So all he is doing is being the middleman there. Why would I just start screaming and go all ballistic at Adam McKelvey for just explaining things? I thought we had a very good conversation, but my opinion hasn't changed. This is going to be an offseason where I probably don't like a lot of stuff. They signed a catcher that was cheaper, and now we're talking ourselves in. Look, we're going to find all these stats, and we're going to talk ourselves in, and some of us are going to say, well, Omar Narvaez, he's better than Grandal. That's what we're going to do because that's what we want it to be. We want the Brewers to succeed, so we're going to talk ourselves in all this. Zach Wheeler signs a deal for $100-plus million with another team, and so because it wasn't with us, we're going to laugh at it and say, oh, look at all that money they spent. If he had signed here, we would say, oh, this is such a great deal. We finally got our ace. Cole Hamels, 1 year, $18 million with the Braves. I wanted that deal here. I think the Brewers could have done that. That'd be nice. But he was a little banged up last year, so if he signs with the Brewers, we'll say, oh, he'll bounce back just fine. That's a good one-year deal, not long-term. But because he signs with the Braves, everyone's going to say, ha-ha, Braves, you got $18 million for old sucky injured Cole Hamels. That's just – it doesn't matter what the move is. People are either going to – people are going to talk themselves into it because they want the Brewers to be good. I want the Brewers to be good. I don't think this way of building a team is going to get them to be good. I think that this way of building a team got them as far as it could have taken them, and they couldn't get any further, and they tried it again last year, and somehow, by some act of a miracle, they made it to the wild card spot. I don't see lightning in a bottle striking three seasons in a row.
Well, them signing – the Braves signing Cole Hamels, unfortunately, that's another contender in the National League where a good player is going to go to. Not that Moustakas was going to a contender, but I think Cincinnati's kind of a rising team, and they're putting things together there a little bit. But with Hamels, yeah, I'm a 35-year-old pitcher, went 7-7 last year. He had an ERA of just under 4. I mean, okay. I would have been okay with that deal here. But, you know, the fact that he went to the Braves, now if he goes on and has a great year with the Braves, that's fine. You know, nothing we could do about it. But, you know, I just... you know, them going out and getting this Narvaez, I think this is a good move. Do I want to see Grandal back? Absolutely. And Moustakas, of course I did. I wanted to see both of those guys back, at least one of the two guys back. But at least the Brewers went out and got this guy who's got some upside and could be a pretty good player for this team. You look at the numbers last year, he improved greatly. You know, they probably feel that he's going to put up some bigger numbers at Miller Park, be maybe a 30 home run hitter guy.
It bugs me. It bugs me because...
we're going to be on the opposite ends of the Brewers. I know.
Well, I'm going to be on the opposite ends with a lot of people because we're signing these dudes, and the first thing we do is talk ourselves into it.
Well, I'm not talking myself into it. I didn't like... you know, last year when they signed Grandal for 1 year, $18 million, you and I were on the show, and I didn't like the move at the time. You know what? Because my memory of Grandal was from the year before,
right,
when he was benched against the Brewers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Turned out I was wrong on the deal. He had a great year. You know, Kimbrel, I think you were wrong on the Kimbrel thing. You wanted Kimbrel here, and he had a bad year with the Cubs last year. So, but
I'm not going to say that I was wrong on Kimbrel because it was a multi-year deal. We don't know how he's going to be in year 2 and 3, and we don't know how he would have pitched with the Brewers.
Yeah, but he's been declining.
Just like Yu Darvish. But I still would want Yu Darvish, even if they had a bad first year, injured first year, and gave $20 million to nothing because he was worth that last year. I'm not going to see a big free agent signing and have him have 3 bad months and say that it was a bust when they're on long-term deals.
But I think with even Kimbrel the year before when he was in Boston, I thought he it looked like he was maybe losing a little bit, and nobody wanted to give a big contract. He overplayed his hand in the offseason. He won $100 million and ended up signing with the Cubs. But, you know, that aside, I'm going to still think that Stearns has got more of a plan. I don't think he's going to go into this season with a $70 million payroll and give him some more time on this deal.
Let me give you a comparison, because this is how I see this right now. Let's say Malcolm Brogdon was a Milwaukee Buck, which he was, and then he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sign Wesley Matthews. That's what I think this is. The Grandal is Brogdon, and Narvaez is Matthews. And nobody wanted to talk themselves into how great Wesley Matthews is. In fact, people think he sucks. But now, I mean, I found out who Omar Narvaez was 2 hours ago.
But here's the deal.
And I feel like he's already your favorite brewer.
Here, mine?
Your collective.
No,
okay.
No, here's the deal. I think with Matthews, he's on the downside of his career. We saw him play last year. He was out there for the taking last year.
Well, we don't need to dissect Matthews. It's just a comparison.
No. But I think but at least with Matthews, we knew what we were going to get when we signed him. With Narvaez, I think he's going to continue to get better. I mean, and if we're wrong, we're wrong. But I think they're projecting that he's a guy, Bart, whose numbers are growing. He's got a ways to go as a defensive guy, but you know, I think he's going to be a solid catcher for them next year.
I'm willing to admit that I'm the problem here. I'm willing to admit that because I hear everything you just said, and I can't hear it as, you know, sports talk in the morning. I hear it as Brewers PR. I'm sorry. I don't like any move that they're going to suck next year. They're going to suck next year, and we're going to talk ourselves into it, and then they're going to win 70 games.
I got my letter from my season ticket guy yesterday. Timely.
Yeah, I would burn it. TJ's in Waukesha, 799-1250. What's up, TJ?
Hey, TJ.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You guys are talking about Narvaez, and I think nobody's going to replace Grandal's production, but I think that he can at least fill some of that gap. But Chuck mentioned something about he doesn't think Arcee's going to be on the roster next year, and that might be part of the trade. I think that is a really important piece because Arcee, I think, he struggles so much offensively, and he's pretty good defensively, but I don't understand why the Brewers aren't looking at a guy like Jose Iglesias, who is like a career 280 hitter and is better defensively than Arcee. I mean, granted, he's older than Arcee, but he's a cheap option. He was with the Reds last year. It was like a $4 million deal. I don't understand why they're not looking at a guy who can get us more production out of shortstop spot and be a cheaper option and be just as good defensively, if not better.
You know, at what point do we just say Arcee is just going to be, he is what he is. He's just never going to get, you know, when he was in the farm system and he got called up here, we were all excited about it a few years ago and thinking, okay, not that he's going to be the next Robin Yount, but he was going to be a pretty productive shortstop. And we've seen flashes of it. He's just not been able to sustain any success at the plate. Now, defensively, he's been a whiz. I mean, game saver, makes terrific plays and all that. Sometimes he is a little casual defensively, which, you know, that's for the Brewers to work through. But, I mean, offensively, just inconsistent. He was fine in the Dodgers series 2 years ago, but I was surprised. I thought maybe they were going to look elsewhere at shortstop. And even here in David Stearns, Bart, talk at the...
We'll be here today at 5.
When he talked at his postseason press conference, his season end press conference, he said that, our shortstop position, he thought Arcee, he's better than that. But at one point, are we going to realize maybe he's not?
Brian tweets in and says, guys, I believe the reason Brewer fans talk themselves into the player is because, frankly, we have no other choice. They're on our team, so we need to support them. What good is it if we sign a player and all we do is bring hate to the stadium every day, deal with it, and move on? So that we will too. Perkins, the holiday pies are available. The holidays can be stressful. They are stressful, and that's why you want to let Perkins help you out. The Holiday Bake Shop is open at Perkins. They bake it, and you take it. Now, you guys are listening, so I have pictures that I'm just going to show Chuck. If I put together this chocolate French silk coconut cream caramel apple pie,
I'm going to eat it with my hand.
Would you, if I told you I made this and I brought it in tomorrow, would you buy it?
Believe me? I would be surprised. I would be shocked that you had that talent, but
it looked too good to care where it came from.
It looked too, I would maybe your wife or someone else in your family baked it, but it looks really good.
That's the message that Perkins is getting out there.
I know if I brought that in, people would definitely doubt me.
I don't think you can cook a pizza.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that? What? No. No, you know what? I like pizza. I like pizza burnt. No, not that I do it intentionally, but I keep that pizza in the oven a little extra longer than it should be. I love a pizza that just, I don't like it gooey. I burn the thing.
Well,
I'm good with it.
These pies can be gooey if you like them. They've got the pecan and the banana cream and the peanut butter silk. A lot of good pies. Again, pick up your holiday pies at Perkins and tell the family and friends that you made the pie. If they buy it, that's even better. Perkins does not mind that. It's a buy one, get one Perkins today as well, where you can sign up for their e-club, PerkinsRestaurants.com, and sign up and get a free meal today when you go to Perkins. Chuck and Winkler, more from you guys at 799-1250. And then Chuck was challenged, and we can raise 10 quick dollars. The easiest $10 that we will raise this entire toy drive, but you do have to do something for it. It shouldn't be that hard.
Oh, jeez.
It honestly shouldn't be
that
hard.
It's not going to involve anything athletic this early in the morning, is it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But we'll raise a quick $10 when we come back next. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. I'm good when I... Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Good morning. I'm Bart Winkler. Chuck Freeman. We are live, 6th and Ross and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek for our 13th annual toy drive. This is really, you guys raise so much money and you donate so many toys. This fills the children's hospital's need for toys for the entire year. If we can mate what we did last year, because that's what happened last year. Toys have been coming along pretty steadily. Cash out here has been very good. Online, we could pick it up a little bit. Some good donations online. Kevin Payne, who's going to do some fantasy, he gave us $50. We'll hear from him at 8:30, and then Chuck can raise a quick $10. We'll do that in just a second. Kurt's driving around in his truck, 799-1250. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, Kurt.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
How's my guy Kurt doing?
You know, man, I'm good. I'm just giving you a call because I'm coming out that way in about half an hour to an hour, and I need to know who to make the check payable to.
Make it to Children's Wisconsin.
Children's Wisconsin, okay.
Boy, make a bigger check to Chuck Freeman.
Oh, that would be a that'd be a beautiful bonus, man. Need some help buying Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll see you guys there. I'll see you guys in about a half an hour to an hour, man. You said Children's of Wisconsin. I'll make sure I bring that out there for the kids.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
All right, man. See you guys soon.
Oh, okay. We'll see you in a little
bit. I thought maybe a Bucks take there or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a hot take, Kurt? All right. Well, we'll see Kurt in a little bit.
Big Bucks fan, 13 on a
row. Nice guy, man.
Yeah, look at that.
Love Kurt.
You can also donate online at 1057fmthefan.com. Again, Kevin Payne, our fantasy guy, 8:30 with a $50 donation. Chris this morning says, I love WSSP 1057 FM The Fan. I listen to every show every day. My favorites are Bart, Tim, and Chuck.
Very good.
How about that? And he gives a shout-out to Cactus Pete, one of our other listeners. They rode the same school bus together. Go Stratford. Okay. Mick says, always happy to support WSSP and Children's. Gave $150 last night. Now, this is where, Chuck, you can help raise another $10.
Okay.
Brew Crew 2020 on the donation page. And, again, you guys can donate online if you can't get out there, 1057fmthefan.com. You guys do an incredible job with the toy drive every year. 105.7 FM is my station when I'm driving around. Chuck and Winkler is my definite favorite. Nice
awesome.
Job, bud.
Thanks, buddy.
Little bash. My go-to drive-to-work show. Chuck, I will donate another $10 right now if you tweet me your top five personal favorite wrestlers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Give me the...
Can you pull up Twitter?
Yeah.
You need to tweet at MustardLord79.
You want to type that in there? Young man, you're probably faster on the Twitter than I am.
I have control of Chuck's Twitter right now.
Yeah.
For $10. Now, I won't do any bad...
I'm trusting you there.
Yeah, for $10.
This is where trust comes in.
Mustard Lord 79. Mm-hmm. Who are your top five favorite wrestlers?
Roddy Piper.
He's one.
Dead.
Roddy.
I would say Nick Bockwinkel, former AWA.
Well, now I don't know how to spell any of these dudes' names.
Well, Roddy Piper's easy.
Wait, it's who? Just... Who did you just say?
Nick Bockwinkel?
That's among your top five?
Oh, as a kid.
Chuck loves Nick Bockwinkel.
But as growing up as a kid, he was the AWA champ. This is before they had the – I mean, this is when they had the territories, Harvey.
Nick Bockwinkel passed away within the last 2 years. And,
yeah.
R.I.P.
But he was Chuck took it hard.
But he was a good guy, too. I would say Bobby Heenan.
Mm.
We all know Bobby the Brain Heenan is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
Just two more, bud.
I didn't like seeing him win, but you got to put Hulk Hogan in that.
Okay. I saw him in Kansas City today.
Yeah.
Tell you that?
Yeah. I mean, he was a draw.
And then our friend Baron Corbin?
No.
He was out here last year?
No. I'm going to put.
You got a girl?
Stone
yeah,
Cold?
Yeah. You know what? I would say Michelle McCool.
Oh. Undertaker's wife.
Yeah. McCool.
What about Dave Hero's kid, Cal?
Cal? Yeah. Cal can wrestle. Cal's wrestling on a tag coming up on Friday night.
All right, let's tag Cal in this. Bonus Cal.
Yeah.
All right, we just made you 10 extra bucks for the
there
children's
tweet that out, though.
Look at that. We will tweet that out in just a second. 414-799-1250 is where you can reach us. Or
it's a good thing you did it. We would have been here at 10:05 still doing it.
It took me longer than it should have. You can also come down and say hi, as John in Franklin has done. Johnny boy, good to see you again.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good to see you guys. Good to be back again.
Can you argue with my top five wrestlers? I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, Johnny.
Well, you know, I was a wrestling fan when I was a kid.
When I say Dick Bockwinkel, do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going maybe Baron Von Raschke.
Oh, Baron, yes.
Yeah.
You know, the Crusher statue is right around the corner from here.
That's what I hear.
He's from South Milwaukee, the man who made Milwaukee famous.
You're so much more subdued in real life.
Just one cup of coffee and it's early.
Well, you know, the Bucks have won 13 in a row.
Yeah.
Nothing to complain about there.
Unbelievable.
Brewers got themselves another potential all-star catcher.
All right.
Narvaez.
Hanging on with the Brewers, trying to keep a lid on the pot.
Well, I know that you and I have sort of same frustrations with them. John and Franklin, former Bart Collar standing champion, one of our favorite listeners. We've taken this man out to breakfast a few times. Well, just once, but I'm going to say a few to make it sound better. I think it's been really cool to get to know you over the years, but I know with the Brewers, I mean, you're about as diehard as it comes with all of these teams, and you invest in the teams too. You go to these games, and Chuck just said that he got his season ticket renewal, and you're getting yours, I'm sure.
Did you get yours in the mail?
I already signed up. They got me to sign up last year to get the strip.
Okay, see, I just got it.
And hold my seat.
I signed my renewal already. I got to pay, but I got the letter I got was like a happy holidays letter from my representative. I think he's just hoping I'm hanging in there because I haven't given him any money yet.
Right, and honestly, that's really the smart way to play it.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, it. You know, you make the commitment like I did, and I, like I said, I'm frustrated, but it's early.
You know what's funny is I love getting the Sunday package, and I think the team is going to get better. But if they, by somehow chance, you know, I think Bart thinks that the team is going to just be bad going.
I think they're
going
to win 75 games.
If the roster, if I look at the roster and see it has a 75 win roster, I wouldn't renew.
Well, I
don't want to renew thinking I'm going to see another bad product.
Every season is different, and let's face it, if they didn't make the big runs the last couple of years, the record would not have been as good as it was. But yeah, like I said, with blowing a hole in the middle of the lineup, and the thing about Grandal, and I know I didn't expect them to sign him, what he did is he worked the pitchers, and he helped pump up the pitch count, because this team, you have seen it over the last couple of years, go into offensive lulls, and they get mystified, just absolutely stupefied by some of these pitchers, and it's like four or five innings later, they're still just swinging, flailing away at times. Yeah, other times they bust it out. But what I like about Grandal is you always got a solid at bat, and he worked the count. And I hope we're moving in that direction. I know the home runs, you know, the what everyone goes after now. But I'll tell you, working the counts and getting some of these other teams' aces out of the game is, to me, the play.
You know, you mentioned the walks. I love a guy. When a guy walks 100 times, I'm good with that, man. That's a free base. When my guy gets hit with a pitch, as long as it's not in the head, hey, that's a free base. Why are we booing this pitcher for hitting our guy? I'll take first base.
How many times do you see a walk come around and score?
Yeah.
You're still going to a lot of Bucks games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we split, you know, we split a pack with a couple other guys. So, yeah, we're down there.
This team is 18-3 now, right? Or did they go to 19-3?
19-3. They were 6-3, and they've won 13 in a row.
13-game win streak. It's their longest win streak since 1973. Their longest win streak ever was back in 71 at 20 games. And yet, we've barely talked about them this week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was 4 years old. I was 4 years old.
The Admirals won 13 games in a row, and I think we've talked about that more than the Bucks winning 13 games in a row. And nationally, they're sort of being overlooked as well. I heard Reggie Miller talking about how, you know, the Bucks are kind of like where the Spurs were. They've got their superstar, and then I don't know if a lot of other casual NBA fans know a lot of these guys. They play an exciting brand of basketball. They get it done each and every night. But I don't think it's as big of a deal as it could be, because this is what I expected out of this team.
You know, when the Brewers won 12 in a row in 1987, this whole town was celebrating. It was a 12-0 start. But this 13-game winning streak, this is like the quietest 13-game winning streak we've ever had in this town, ever.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like we went to the Charlotte game, and it's just like you go down there and the game's competitive for a little while, and it's just almost always the same story. Unless they're up in the top tier, like with the best teams in the league, it's pretty obvious they can just roll over these guys.
Yeah, except tomorrow night against the Clippers I got a feeling it could come to an end tomorrow night.
Well, we'll see.
The Clippers are going to come in here. We'll see if Kawhi plays.
This is what we want to see. We want to see them play the better teams, and let's see how we do. Because that's what I, you know, it's like with the Packers. We're speculating about how good they are until they played San Francisco.
And they got some tougher teams later in the month. The Lakers are coming in here.
Right. And one game doesn't tell the entire story, but it certainly is a measuring stick.
John and Franklin, he's here live with us. He stopped by with a donation, as you always do. Ooh, Johnny boy. 200.
Oh, wow.
My man.
Yep.
Thanks for doing this. I know you come out here every year to support us, and we can't thank you enough.
Can't thank for what you guys do.
John, you're the man.
John and Franklin.
He's kind of the barometer of our radio station as far as callers, because he sets the tone mornings. You know, he calls in at early in the morning, or sometimes doesn't get till 7 o'clock. But I always feel like John is the barometer of the sport fan here in this town.
Yeah, I agree.
We love the barometer.
Thanks, guys.
Now, I've like shook his hand. I'm touching his shoulder. I'm touching him a little too much. He might start to get uncomfortable.
It is getting warm in here.
Chuck and Winkler, we're live at the Toy Drive. John and Franklin with the donation. You guys with your donations. Thank you for all that. We're here until 6 o'clock tonight. 6 o'clock again tomorrow. Two more days of this thing, and we look to continue it with you. They did just win 13 in a row. So why is it so quiet? We'll talk more Bucks basketball coming up next on The Fan. Stratton College Athletic Studios have been amplified thanks to BearSunrooms.com, Bear Sunroom Studios. We are inside. I mean, it used to be a tent out here. It is now it's a legitimate sunroom. We've got some warmth in here, some heaters, and you can come on down and drop off your donations. We've got a great crew out here volunteering and everybody trying to lend a hand. Blaine's Farm and Fleet opens. Actually, their lights just went on. They open at 7 o'clock, so you can buy a toy here as well this morning and make sure you help out. We did have somebody tweet me that came here after hours but did put two toys at the customer service desk, and that's Travis, so we'll have to make sure we go get those and add them to the pile as well. Chuck, we were talking the Bucks win last night. They beat the Pistons. They were kind of joking about it on the broadcast, but it's totally what I was intrigued about. Were they going to beat a team by 40 points three times in a row? It would have been the first time in NBA history. They don't. They only beat the Pistons by, what, like 26 points. But the Bucks have won 13 in a row, and it is going under the radar a bit, not just nationally, but I think even around here, you know, there's no burger promotion, and it's not like the Admirals were all excited about their streak, and they should have been. But really, with the Bucks, they've won 13 in a row because this is how good they are.
I think what's impressive about that, it's not like they're getting by on last-second shots, buzzer beaters. Although the last time they lost was on a buzzer beater in Utah when Bogdanovich hit the three from the corner. And they atoned for that by beating Utah.
And that
Utah
was November 8th, nearly a full month ago.
How about that? There was actually no snow on the ground. Well, there's hardly any snow on the ground now, but where I live in Lamira, there's definitely some snow. How impressive. Like last night's game, I mean, the Pistons got it down to 8 at one point in the second half, and you're like, oh, I mean, they're like in the broadcast, oh, no, it's down to 8.
No.
But 8 should still be pretty comfortable.
But you weren't like that. You were that'll be 20.
But I mean, I didn't think they'd win by 26 after being up by just 8. But, man, in an instant, they kicked that lead up quickly. And it doesn't matter if they're at home or on the road. they may, you know, they're just as comfortable on the road winning these games as they are at home. It used to be in the NBA. It is in the NBA. Going on a road is tough. Not for this team.
Not that last night wasn't tough, though, from a physical standpoint. Eric Name, who was out here earlier, was asked about, he asked Giannis yesterday, because Giannis was tussling with Blake Griffin quite a bit, and there was a foul on Bruce Brown where Giannis went to the ground, and they asked him, it was the play where a bunch of technicals were assessed. Giannis afterwards said, at that point I was thinking nothing. I was like tired. I was like, are they going to do this all night? At first, I wanted to fight back, letting them know this is more than basketball. We can stop playing basketball. We can fight. That's what Giannis wanted to say. But at the end of the day, my teammates want me in this game. My teammates want me to keep my head in the game. I'm like, whatever at this point, whatever. So we almost saw the same Giannis that tackled Mike Dunleavy. Mm-hmm. We almost saw that Giannis come out last night.
Well, because I think he's tired of getting this from the Pistons. It's like when you play the Pistons, you're in. And the guy who's the center of it is Blake Griffin. Like Blake is just always, I mean, all these plays, all these hard fouls, you know, the love tap on the back on Giannis last night. It's all Blake's. Blake Griffin is always the center of it, and Blake is just trying to bait him in. And, you know, he's trying to get Giannis to go somewhere. That, and thank goodness for Giannis, this isn't a few years ago, Bart, because Giannis might have gone after him. But man, if Giannis and Blake Griffin went head to head in a brawl, holy cow!
But if teams, you know, if you're down there and you're Giannis and teams keep hacking you, and that's the strategy, at some point, you are going to get a little frustrated with that. But it's good for Giannis to have settled down a little bit, and it's good that his teammates have his back. But certainly if I'm another team playing the Bucks, I'm thinking, who's a guy that I can just body Giannis and try to frustrate him if these are the kind of things that mm-hmm. he's saying? If he's actively saying, I thought about fighting, I'm gonna go down low on him.
Yeah, but he also said, though, I kept my cool. My teammates need him. As long as he keeps that attitude. Here's two things for Giannis. Giannis was hitting his threes last night. He had a few threes.
Yeah, you're a little more comfortable when he takes those threes now?
Still not yet. But
he's taking deep threes now.
Yeah, he took that one from nearly half court last night, it seemed. And he also made his free throws last night too, Bart. So those are two areas where, you know, he's an improving player on. I've told you that the three-point game, I don't necessarily feel like he's got to have that in his arsenal. But he's, he nailed a couple last night. He was like, I think 2 of 5 in the first half.
Want to thank Nadine. She gave $200 online at 1057FMTheFan.com for our toy drive. David with a 20 spot. Judy with 25. Jamie of Direct Drive Logistics, one of our fine sponsors out here. Jamie gave $50. So a lot of donations are coming in. 1057FMTheFan.com. But we are here broadcasting live and collecting your cash donations and collecting your toy donations as well at 6th and Ross and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. We'll be here until 10 today. The crews will be out here until 6 today. David Stearns will be on site at 5 today. Come on down. Plenty of time to get down. The store is just open. The toys are ready to be purchased. More at the Toy Drive. Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.